Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Can you believe it? Here we are again, being able to talk more about our awesome Lord and the things that he's doing, God's news behind the news, and all the wonderful praise reports. We have so many things that we want to share with you, and it's so much. We're trying to document the miracles and the movement and the favor and the presence and the power and the fear of the Lord and all the things that God is doing. But believe it or not, you know, I come from a place that, you know, sought for years for one, you know, move of God, and or, you know, one thing would happen, and for the next 10 years we talk about that one thing. But you know that God wants to move in our lives, as move in amongst us in our lives every single day, every single moment. He wants to, just like in the Garden of Eden when he strolled with Adam in the cool of the day, and you know, think about it, every day he would come down to be able to spend that time with Adam, that they were talking about their day, you know, abiding with him. And we're seeing so many wonderful things. I'm going to talk to you in a minute about, you know, if you're discouraged in regards to your workplace and what it looks like with the economy, with a 9% unemployment rate, and the predictions are, you know, even a little bit worse than that. We've got some wisdom we're going to share for you today, but also we've got some praise reports, understanding that, you know, if God's people trust him in this area, then he blesses. And we got proof positive, as we're seeing so many people. I'm going to tell you about a particular person that just trusted the Lord and did what was right and sacrificed unto the Lord. And God, in the midst of all of this economy, you know, God is blessing them abundantly, more than they can ever ask or imagine. Listen, God is truly, truly in control. You know, men will tell you things, and you'll watch the news, and you'll hear political leaders trying to push their agendas. But let me tell you something. God truly is control. You know, he holds our life in the palm of his hand. He created everything, Acts 17 says. And he did it, not only that, and he created you, and he created the seasons and the times that you would live. Acts 17, it says it right there in the book of Acts. And even your very address, the place that you would live. Think about it. That's how in control he is. I mean, not even a bird falls out of the sky without him going, okay, now. I mean, the hair on your head, that one or this one or all of them, are numbered. Think about it. He's numbered the hairs. I'm not talking about where he says, you know, he says, oh, you got 40 hairs, you know, we got 1,000 hairs. I don't know. Never got in my ear. But, you know, I'm just glad I have it. But each particular hair has a number. Think about it. Each hair has a number. He is so in control. He's just wanting to know what you will do with what he's given you. This is what he says in Acts 17. He did all this. What? He created everything. He created every single thing just to see one simple thing. Would you acknowledge him? Would you reach out for him, though he's not far from you? He's the one that's blessing you. He's the one that's giving you air to breathe. He's the one that's blessing the work of your hands. He's the one that's keeping the crime out of your home and your life. It's him. It's him that is doing all this. The question is, do we take credit for it? Do we give men credit for it? Or do we say, what am I doing, God? This is you. This is you. This is your plan. This is your creation. I'm created in your image and your likeness. Think about it. You're created in the image and the likeness of God. Is that powerful? I mean, think about it. I mean, no, in regards to Mormonism, we talked about, and you can find out in the VFN TV highlights on your applications and all, where they believe that, you know, that they'll progress and they'll be God. That's not what I'm talking about. But you're created in the image and the likeness of God. Isn't that powerful? That means that he's just wanting to have a fellowship with you. He's wanting to have a relationship with you. And nothing satisfies. Once you've been stretched, you know, it's like a balloon. Once you blow a balloon up and it stretches beyond its original shape, it can never go back to its shape again. And once you've tasted and you've seen the goodness of God, once you've found out what I'm talking about, not only to be true, but awesomely true, and God wants a relationship with you, it's like you've been stretched. I mean, you have been stretched, and it is over in regards to ever going back. I mean, you can go back, but you look like a flabby balloon that's like don't fit anymore because you know it doesn't satisfy. You know every single day that you need the voice of the Lord. You need his presence. You're desperate for more of his presence. You know, I think about, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick in the move of God in Brownsville Revival, a man that I love and admire, and a man, a passionate man for the presence of God. And the Brownsville Revival was just powerful, and God just, he was just faithful, steered the course of what was going on. But still today, I mean, his church is called, you know, Church of His Presence, and he's just going after the presence of God. You just could never be satisfied again. We've turned a relationship to God into religion. We've turned it into some organized, okay, let's show up here, let's do this, okay, now we do this, you know, three songs, take an offering, a few 3 points and a farewell, you know, a little moment of repentance we call the altar call, and then we send everybody back into the world instead of saying, no, 24/7, God wants to dwell with, and it's a good thing, he wants to dwell with you 24/7. So I want to encourage you this morning and to let you know that despite what you're seeing, you know, and happening in the world, that God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I mean, he's writing down everything that you're doing. Nothing that you're doing for him is in vain. And if you repent, if you do things that are not good, which I have done, and every man has fallen short of the glory of God, then we just repent. He's so good. He goes, if you just confess your sins, if you just say, I was wrong. You know, we like to play that little segment on the VFN TV blog. You got to see it. You got to see that segment of, you know, Fonzie from the Happy Days years ago. He had a big issue with being able to say he was wrong, and that's a pride issue. You know, that's a character, but it's a word you rarely hear of in revival. And I believe a third great awakening is going to happen in America when and if the church says, I was wrong. You know, I've turned everything into a mechanism, into an organization, into methodologies, into we study now what we owned, what we designed, and we left the Word of God, and we left the fact that we need to return to the heart of worship. You know, worship needs to be in first person. You know, it's you and God. And it's good when we have corporate worship and we're together, but if you leave corporate worship and you're not, you know, think about it. If you leave corporate worship, where you're just hanging out with two or three believers and you're worshiping God, or 1,000 believers, and you leave there and you don't have that same experience with God when you leave, understand something's up, because God wants to be with you 24/7. 24/7. Think about that. God himself, 24/7. You know, I want to come back just a moment after these announcements here, but I want to talk to you about where the Lord now is blessing his people in the midst of this horrific depression, recession, whatever you call it. You know, they say that if your neighbor loses their house and their job, then that is a recession. But if you lose your house and your job, that's a depression. The reality is people are losing their work, which means you're losing your ability to be able to get food and shelter and transportation. It boils down to that. But I'm seeing at the same time, those that do what I'm about to talk about, that they're getting $20,000 raises. They're getting hired up simultaneously. Husbands and wives are getting hired up simultaneously. Other ones are getting contracts with cities. Listen, God's going to set you apart. If you set yourself apart for him, he will set you apart. In the midst of all this, he'll take care of you. I'll tell you more in a minute. I'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.